What happened? Where did how and where did it turn south in your view?
I mean, we played bad. It's not really anything to that. I mean, that's as simple as I can make it. It's embarrassing, especially on a night like this for the Godfather Riley. For us, it's short-term memory. I know it's the beginning of the season, but we don't want to create this as like a getting used to thing. For us, it's win or misery.
Wow. It's so bad we didn't throw any highlights in. It's so bad. Last night, I got to tell you, first quarter was hard. I was going back and forth, and Heat had a little bit of a lead there, and I was like, all right, okay, man, getting comfortable, and crowd, and Pat Riley celebration with his name on the floor, and I thought, man, these guys are going to come out. I think everybody thought this last night. Hey, they're going to come out, and they are going to play and get play hard and get after it. And Pat Riley's celebration at halftime was great, as expected. Apparently, those guys got so into it, they forgot the third quarter was an important one because they just got their amp kicked. 39-18, where do we start with the bad numbers? They got pounded for a first game and a bad start. Bad start, too, for what we consider their two best players. Jimmy Butler 1-for-8, 3 points. How does that happen? I know Woody was afraid this might happen certain nights. Bam, 1-for-5. How can two players this good have two field goals, whether it's the first game or the 80th game? Bam had 9 points. They're 1-for-13 for 12 points, and as you can tell, mostly free throws. They're out-rebounded 57-41. Now, don't get me wrong. Orlando had a good team. They got a really good young team. They play hard. They got 3 6'10" guys that all play together. If you were looking, you couldn't really tell the size of the guys last night. Yeah, their front court is 6'10", 6'10", 6'10". And they looked like it last night. Banchero was he was unbelievable. 33 points underneath the basket and getting his own rebound and throwing it back up and Magic had 18 threes. You can go across the board for all that stuff and the good news is we obviously have a lot of games left, but I know one thing they talked about was home court's got to be better. Last year they were 22-19. You can't. I mean, 24-17 on the road. My God, you could be the number one seed and be happy with that. Seriously, 24-17 on the road, but you can't have a better record on the road and then come home and what? Staying out too late. What happened? A little tired. Think people are just going to roll over because it's your crowd, and they look like it last night. They just got kicked. They got kicked around in a big way with a. You know, and now listen, not everybody's going to be, you know, and you're going to have your nights and you'll shoot better and play better. And the more the starting five play together, they'll hopefully look more comfortable and things. But boy, that was.
What do you mean by more comfortable? It's not like that's, you know, first time those guys have met.
Well,
I know Jovic. I know Jovic, I don't know how good he is in the starting lineup, but Joe, that you know, I know it's 1 of 82, and
right.
You know you're big on it's a long season. You do it with all our teams, and
well, what are you doing? What are you throwing the towel after the first one?
No, I tell you, that was a very concerning loss.
No, it was
and
bad.
We've talked a lot during the offseason about getting over that hump and not being a play-in team. I don't know what you think of the Orlando Magic, man, but I mean, losing by 40 at home is not good.
Well,
it's just not good, and Jimmy Butler looks just. I mean, he looked like a total stiff out there last night, man.
No, it's bad. By the way, the one shot was a dunk.
So I don't know. Like, Bam's missing close-range stuff last night. I know that stuff will start to fall, but they just got their – you know, overall, Joe, they just got their asses kicked last night.
And yeah,
it was. Kind of an alarming deal there, right, on a special – you heard Bam talking about it was a special night there. There were tons of Heat alumni in the building.
Yeah.
And to put together that performance, it's...
Yeah, Dwayne Wade must have... Dwayne popped in there. I saw Dwayne sitting down on the court there, and he must have went, holy smokes, what is going on with this show? So, yeah, it was...
Felt a little more concerning than just one of 82.
Yeah, but
it's the season opener and everyone's fired up for it, and it's
I get it, but like,
know, like that sort of
thing. You're throwing the towel after one game.
I'm throwing in the towel.
Well, that's just what you sound like.
Well, this is a team that did not make any significant roster changes.
No. Well, the guys they did didn't play. You mean like the guys they drafted didn't play till the end
of
the game.
Well, yeah, but this is a team that, again, basically came back with the same unit, and it just didn't look
good. No, it did not look good. It did not. It looks like it needs to be adjusted. I'm not disagreeing with you, but
the problem is I don't know what the adjustments are to make, because again, this is the same roster.
Well, can I start? Because
you have solutions.
I know Butler and Bam. I don't know how much we're paying them between them, but those guys can't go 1-for-8 and 1-for-5. Matter of fact, just taking that many shots is not acceptable. In a game that we saw preseason, they're running up and down the court and jumping in lanes and running down and getting either shots right at the basket or knocking down threes. And I don't know. I hope. Did Jimmy Butler talk last night, or did he just run out the back door?
I didn't see. Yeah. I don't know. But
yeah.
Either way, man. Like,
well, listen, man.
He was a shell of himself out there, and we spent a lot of time talking about him during the offseason. Is he going to come out fired up? Is he motivated? Is he ready to roll?
Listen, I feel the same way, man. I always want to get off to a good start.
That's the kind of team, though, that you got to be able to beat if you want to get into that top half of the East. If you want to get out of that play-in thing, you got to beat a team Orlando.
I understand that, but my God, man. So it was the first game.
I know. And if they would have lost a close game, I would have said, fine.
Okay.
But they got smashed at
they
home.
They did get smashed.
Not good. Not a good start.
You're right. And kind of, like, actually, it was more embarrassing because of the Pat Riley thing. I totally agree that you got players making a point from all over the place, Mike Miller and other guys, and all the lifers and some of the great players there last night.
They had
a lot of guys show up for Pat and the respect for Pat, and you saw it. But the team that should respect him, because he's sticking with them, and they stuck it back to him last night, tried to screw up Pat Riley's night. It was so bad. But... Yeah, you know, it's a long season. This is not football. It's not college football. It's not professional football. But they do need to get a lot better. And by the way, like I said, they just got pounded on the boards.
They did, but the other thing, Orlando looks young.
Yes.
Right? They look young, athletic.
Well, I hear those guys.
And the Heat just look.
Yeah,
Crotty and slow, man.
You know, I'm listening to Crotty and Eric, and those guys are talking about how good defensively – their guards are defending Orlando. And I was like, they were running around. I'll tell you one thing. There's no intimidation when Orlando showed up, no matter what the age of, and again, Bancaro is what, 21, 22 years old, first overall pick here a few years ago. And he is just, he playing a lot of confidence. And Wagner, Carter, I didn't realize that lineup. I know everybody's always said it's a big lineup, but starting three guys at 6'10", and the one guy, is that his brother, right? The other guy, we got brothers on that team. The other guy's 6'11".
The Wagners?
Whatever they are. Wagners, Wagners, whatever the hell they are. But they hustle, man.
The W is pronounced as a V
I got to tell you, they play hard. That team plays hard, and they got after it, and it was a really, really bad look last night for start of the season. Everybody looks forward to the openers and stuff. And they're at Charlotte, and then they'll be home next week for Pistons and Knicks on Wednesday. We got tickets giveaway still?
We got Knicks tickets. Didn't you think Jimmy was going to come out like his hair on fire, man? Like he was just going to be really
I can't read Jimmy.
Just
so,
up. But didn't you think, like, just, all right, outside of, like, just reading him, like, knowing the mood of the whole situation, right, the call out,
Jimmy said all Celtics. The right things about Pat Riley, like, thank you for letting me be me.
You didn't get
and
to play
letting
in the
me
playoffs.
Win games. And
you watch Boston win it.
Yeah.
Riley calls you out. Like, the whole, it seemed like a perfect storm for Jimmy to just come out there and just.
I don't know how Jimmy Butler has 3 points in a game.
Maybe he doesn't have it anymore. I don't know, Joe.
Well,
last time we saw Jimmy, he was doing interviews on the sideline, ruffling feathers.
3 points. Wow. That's hard to do. And, you know, Bam, too, you know, all this stuff's great with the Olympics and everything's Bam's doing, the respect he gets around the league. And he didn't get off to a great start last night either. So
same thing, by the way, with Bam. There's no difference there. He is not a guy who's going to create offense. He's just he's an incredible asset to your team. But you can't put the ball in his hands and say, go do it. That's just never been his game.
And then on top of that, nobody else really took over the game last night. So that anyway.
My question to you would be who can take over a game on that Heat
roster?
Tyler
hit a couple of shots early. I thought he was going to get going. No, I understand everything. I do. I get it. The bench, and Duncan didn't have a great preseason, and he had starts with an air ball last night from, I don't know what that, what was that shot? Just kind of, he was like, seeing if he can get, I mean, he was deep. That's when you're smoking hot, you hit one of those, right, in the middle of a nice three-point run. Besides all that stuff, not to be a complete Debbie Downer here, we got a lot of stuff coming up here, man. It's already Thursday. Tomorrow night, Inter Miami and Atlanta United. We got the two best shows in this town, in town, Friday and Saturday, in the Cam Ward and Messi shows that will be taking place Friday and Saturday. Miami and FSU, and then Sunday, Tua's back, and everybody was just I understand the receivers. They should have been the lead cheerleaders yesterday. Waddle and Hill, they're out there. Tyreek talking about he almost got emotional when he started throwing him the football again. He said about, hey, man, this it got him going. I get it, man. I get it. I get it. I just played during a time in the Dolphins. I was thinking about this when they had their really good teams. And I know it's a different game, and this is probably a bad example, but when Marino went down, and Dan Marino went down a few times, Don Strock stepped in, and we didn't lose a game because Don Strock had the ability to come in off the bench and be one of the really, really good quality backups. Watch the game. Was calling plays, most of them anyway. Had a real good feel on what he wanted when he went in. And Bob Greasy had Earl Morrill. Now, again, these are older guys that came in. Earl Morrill won a friggin' MVP. I'm about filling in for a guy. You win the MVP. Earl was so damn good during the undefeated team. So, and you just, I'm sure those guys are looking, going, man, we're going to have trouble winning with this quarterback play that we have with all these other guys. And so to have Tua back, I get it, man. I get it. If I didn't go through it, but I see it. How you could feel, how you could get jacked up and think, hey, we got to get, besides a running game, you got to get some kind of passing game going. And I got to be honest with you, folks. Arizona's defense is not very good. And I know they won a low scoring game, but that's not a very good, honestly, it's not a very good team. Got a really athletic quarterback. Was he the first overall pick here? I don't know how far back now. But they need to win this game, man. They need to win this game and score some touchdowns and get everybody involved in this thing and get rolling. We'll have Kim Bocamper will join us a little bit later on. He's been down there at camp a little bit this week. And, of course, their practices are private. And then we've got all the other news going on here, including this Florida State-Miami game. It's going to be fun. Of everything going on, you step back, and it's incredible because some people are going, man, I just thought when I saw this team and the way it kind of started that the defense was going to be better. Yeah, we all thought that. I thought that they would stay and still be really good. No, I knew they're going to have their moments because college football seems like everybody scores a lot of points. But instead of taking that angle, I just said, you know, they're going to get a few stops. I don't know how many. I don't know if they'll ever get everything cleaned up. I don't know how good their secondary is. I thought it was going to be really good. It's not. It's a little bit of everything. Tackling's not good enough. Maui Noah hasn't been as good at linebacker Woody, would you agree with me as he was last year? He just was, even to start this year, I thought he was really, really good. I don't know what's happened, but they got this offense that is just so much fun to watch, and now you've seen it. So when you're on that emotional roller coaster as a fan watching this and getting frustrated, you just kind of sit back now and you go, holy smokes. These numbers and all these different guys. It's not just outside of Cam Ward. He is the biggest piece and one of the best players, if not the best player in college football. And I know who the other characters are. So I know there's a running back in Boise State. I know there's a two-way player in Colorado. And I know there's been some other really good play at quarterback. He's not the only one. But I got to tell you, man, he is he getting everybody involved. They're doing a good job. They got that big offensive line. I mean, he's got nice supporting cast. I think Cam Ward is really, really good. Don't get me wrong. At better level than I ever thought he could play at. But he got a nice little supporting cast. Does he make him better too? Absolutely. By the way, I expect the running game just to get better because they're going, damn, the way he's throwing the ball, we got to maybe get some more guys out on coverage and loosen it up so they don't get those big plays. And all of a sudden you go, oh, you're going to do that, huh? We're going to rotate the relay team of running backs and we're going to hit you with 5-6 yards a carry on average. So a lot of good things going on because I think this offense is so good. I think the other side of the ball now, when they come out, they got to be aggressive, maybe more aggressive than they want. They got to take chances. We're going to see more trick plays because these teams realize they got to find ways to score more points and stay on the field longer so Cam Ward's offense can't be out on the field so much, where a quick 7 doesn't turn into a quick 14 or 17. We got to go to break here, man. I'm all jacked up this morning. Woody, you kind of got me rolling here.
You drink a little too much?
Oh, the first bad boy's gone. The first big boy from Dunkin' Donut is history.
I got work on some. I was at that game last night. It was a late night out there.
I forgot you went to the game.
Yeah, it was a tremendous atmosphere until the game started.
Yeah. Halftime still?
Halftime was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of alumni there, man. That was very cool.
Says a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. It was UD, D Wade. Well, I know D Wade's in town for his thing on Monday too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was everyone was there.
Really
man.
Cool. Really really good.
They got that new scoreboard, looks nice.
I gotta tell you, the cool. Pat Riley thing, the court with his
the court
autograph
looks good.
And the whole thing is really, really nice. And if there's a guy, you're looking at most deserving guys to have something like that right now that we have in professional sports down there. It's if not more, by the way, if not more, I'm not so sure. Well, it should happen. There should be something standing outside that arena at some point with Pat Riley's face on it. Probably going to happen. Hey, right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I want to tell you all about South Florida Chevy dealers. And then when we come back, we'll hear from Mr. Beasley, Adam Beasley, to Pro Football Network. We'll talk some football. And talk some Dolphins with him as well. Hey, it's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealer, conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance ready with easy-to-reach tech features, unbelievable in the 2024 Silverado, impressive towing, powerful engines. Whether it's something you have to tow for work or pleasure, doesn't matter. They got strong, durable engines for you that you're going to love, man, to deliver maximum capability with whatever you need every day. Whether it's across the country, into the mountains, no problem. A dominant force with unlimited screen time, the 2024 Chevy Silverado HD. We got a perfect truck for you, man. Whatever your life is about right now and needs, from full-time work to pleasure to a combo with the family, they got that truck right now for you. Chevrolet makes it. And I got to tell you, it's not just the Silverado or the Colorado, it's the Tahoes. Joe, how the hell did the Tahoe make it in here? Because I have one, and I've had one for almost 20 years. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
Time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 74 degrees, partly cloudy. It says rain is possible after 10 a.m. So So there you go.
Sounds good, Woody. As we got to get rolling here, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. A little bit of a downer last night. Not going to lie to you. And I want to thank Bees for joining us, talk a little bit about what is going to be, and it was yesterday on all the NFL shows, the Tua coming back. We got to let it go, though, whether it's a good decision or bad decision, because it really doesn't matter. As we've been saying for weeks, doesn't matter. He has spoken. Matter of fact, I was shocked to find out how many people thought the way he handled it, kind of throwing it back at the media, and I didn't take it that way at all. And listen, man, I'm like everybody else. I watch everything and like to get a feel for it. I think Tua's tired of hearing about everybody's opinion. And like, don't worry about it. It's my brain. It's my family. It's my kids. It's my parents. It's my decision. Not the coaches. Don't worry about the NFL. If something happens to me, we don't have to play the blame game. And so he kind of started with that. I didn't take it that way, but man, it's like, Tua didn't have to come across that way. I said, he was fine. Like, I want him. I want him a little salty with a little bit more edge to him as he went back to practice yesterday. And like, hey, let's go. It's on him, man. It is on him.
Didn't he just strike you as a guy that was like, I've had enough of hearing everyone's opinion at
Correct.
This point? Like, I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about, which, by the way, I'm telling you this from the beginning, like, nobody knows truly what they're talking about.
Well, because
I keep hearing everyone's like, oh, if he gets one more, he might die on the field, or if he, you know, he might not remember his name down the road. And it's like, well, you don't know that.
You know what?
I know everyone's got their opinions on this, but nobody saw his medical stuff. No one saw his scans
or talked
to his doctors or anything.
I don't think those guys know that do this for a living.
Maybe they don't. I'm not a concussion expert, Joe. I have no idea. None of us are. That's the other frustrating part is everyone thinks they're an expert on the subject because they read some crap on Twitter.
I think everybody's brain is different. Everybody's genetics are different. I mean, don't get me wrong. These guys have studied it for a lot longer, and they probably percentage-wise can get a pretty good idea. Like, hey, this continues. You can expect in your 60s to early 70s, but then people turn around and say it's happening to people that don't play football. So again, I don't know, but for everybody, and for some reason, we've had concussions everywhere. And this one has become the most popular one. I feel like there's going to be a new rule coming out in the NFL, and it's going to have Tua's name on it somewhere, like the Brady low hit. They put in that rule. You can't hit the quarterback, the Brady rule. I feel like there's a Tua rule coming here. But whatever it is, he's had it, and he goes, hey, man, let's move on. I got 11 games. I got to play smart, and I got to get this offense going. I know 11 points is not going to win many games with me or anybody else. If that's all you can score, dead last in the NFL, we got to get it going. Not only did they pay me a lot of money, but the two guys I throw to got paid a lot of money, and I want to make sure we're all out there being the best players on the field so we can start feeling better about all that money we're making. Well, I'm sure they feel just fine anyway. Hey, 7 o'clock hour's coming up, man. We got a lot of stuff. Oh, what a bad opener for the Heat against the Magic. Man. Talk about fired up and Pat Riley court dedication and everything else that took place and all the alumni, all the great players and Alonzo Mourning. And you just look at all the guys. Dwayne came back for it. Udonis Haslam. They were all there last night to see one of the worst opening games for a team that Pat Riley believed in 100% and had final decision to come back with that group. To see your two best players play like that in an opener is just unbelievable. Woody, before we get here and we get to the 7 o'clock hour, what the hell happened? Did you ever think we'd talk about Waddle, Tyreek, Butler, and Bam, all with a one?
The Heat things.
One catch and one field goal.
Yeah, I got you. The Heat thing, unfortunately, Joe, is not shocking. Like I wasn't sitting at that game last night shocked at, because this is a problem, right? When we've seen this many times down here too, when you run it back and you don't make any, you know, significant changes to your roster, it has the potential to get very stale.
Yeah.
And that's what that felt like last night. That felt like an old Jimmy Butler who, I don't know, man. I don't know if he has it anymore.
Okay.
He certainly didn't last
well,
night.
You got to get more than one game on your behalf.
I know, but that
Riley,
was a really
Riley,
bad game.
Riley was not running it back thinking healthy they were going to be this bad. He was just wanting to see him play a lot of basketball together healthy and not a bunch of injured dudes. We'll talk more about this. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. Kim Bocamper is going to be joining us as soon as he finishes up some business this morning out at Hard Rock Stadium. Right now, I want to talk to you about a big part of Hard Rock Stadium, especially the practice facility and the new facility right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins. Baptist Health, South Florida, and that sports medicine program. So good, man. So good at what they do. They have put together an all-star team of specialists and doctors that work with our teams. People ask me every day, where do the pros go? Because I know when you say, where do the pros go, you want to be able to see that same doctor that can, you know, tell you, oh, yeah, I just had Messi in here, and, you know, all these guys were just here. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU, all trust and use those doctors at Baptist Health, South Florida. Man, they are good. The team doctors, as well as all those surgeons that they use for the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, the hand, the back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles doctors. We had a dinner, and I got a chance to meet the new hand specialist. So great, man. It's just so great to know whether you break your hand, you break a finger. It's just so nice to not have one doctor working on every part of the body like they used to. Oh, my God, it's good to see doctors that are so good in one part of the body that know how to get you healthy quickly and work on it and do it for a living every day like they do at Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country with 3 great locations, not just at Hard Rock Stadium, but Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables and the new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, set up an appointment, because right now I'll tell you this, one goal, man, it's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible.